Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to Officeworks, where everything could be tax deductible.
Now, you ask for it and we deliver it here on Money News, I've got to say. We get constant inquiry saying, give Roger some more time. All right, well, we're going to give him some more time. We'll see how he goes. If he fails, we'll chop him back next week.
Rope to hang myself.
Actually, we won't chop him back next week because he's not here next week. He's just told me, so that's a bad thing anyway. So you also...
We'll chop him back next week.
We'll chop him back completely this week because he won't be on. Anyway, I want to actually give you therefore the chance. If you've got any stocks you want to have a crack at, 131873, give us a call. We'll try and do our very best to go through some of those stocks. So 131873. Don't make them too difficult for him. If you got,
I'll tell you what
if
I've got.
You got miserable little spec stocks.
I've got a list. I've got a scan of about 150 stocks that we for various reasons. G'day, Ross.
Yeah, good to see.
I'm just like the mad professor there going through paper pile here.
Just calm down a little bit before we get a few calls on the board.
Yes,
because people are always asking for this segment, so therefore they've now got a chance. So this is their test. Roger Westfield.
Westfield.
Now, you and I had an argument about it last week.
It was a heated debate.
Yeah, it was a good
debate. Yeah.
Because I indicated that the Westfield Retail Trust structure, which is what was being argued by those people, especially inside UniSuper, was that this was a strong yield delivering business that really would have been set up that way. That's how it had been sold to them. And now it's considered that for the interests of the Lowy family, that they wish to change the structure.
Yeah. The reality is when you're a minority shareholder, you know, I'm a minority shareholder as a fund manager in lots of companies. I don't get a say in what acquisitions they make. They go and buy something and I don't have any say in that. So, you know, we'll see.
We'll see.
Mm.
Well, they're going to go back to the vote.
Correct.
But they're going to get hamstrung either way because, you know, what's going to happen is that Westfield is going to go ahead.
Plan B is worse for WRT shareholders, I think. I believe John Pearce doesn't agree with me on this. He believes that WRT is a superior vehicle because...
John Pearce being the CEO of UniSuper?
Correct. And so he thinks Plan B, the company, a new company with equal shareholding in the same assets, the Australian, New Zealand shopping centres, it will have more debt. Here's the thing, though. As long as they have 25% interest in the properties, they can still collect the fees from managing the properties. So they can sell 25% of their stake down, use the capital that they raise to pay down the debt. And you've got Frank Lowy running that business. He's still got an economic interest of what is it, 8% or 4%? I can't remember which one.
But doesn't this come down to the nature?
8%, actually.
But doesn't this come down to the nature? If you need a 75% vote and 25.1% say, look, no.
Yeah.
Doesn't that come down to the actual measure of the rights of shareholders?
Well, what the shareholders are saying is they don't want the rest of it in that vehicle. They're not saying they don't get a say on whether or not the Westfield Group, it can deal with its assets however it likes.
Of course it can. That's exactly right.
So that's it.
Let's go to some calls because we have got some calls on the board. 131873. If you've got any stocks you want to throw at Roger, and there's a couple I reckon you might know here on the board. First up is Mike, who's in Melbourne. G'day, Mike.
G'day, Mike.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call tonight, guys.
Pleasure, mate.
Just a question regarding VEDA, VED.
Yes.
Which I know you guys bought a long time ago, or you were involved in this.
In the float. We took shares in the float. That's right.
Yeah. What's your opinion of it now?
Well, here's the interesting thing. Can I make an interesting point about what you've just said? The share price has pulled back, and now you think that my view has changed about the company. But you should never use share prices as your cue. The business today, a couple of months after it, or a month or so after it's listed, is no different to the business that was listed. The only thing that has changed is the share price, and lots of good quality businesses have seen their share prices drop. So in answer to your question, nothing's changed in terms of my view. I think the number of people who are going to borrow money isn't going to change. The number of people who are going to buy a car and borrow money for that isn't going to change. People taking out credit cards and mobile phones isn't going to change. So the number of inquiries for credit checks on people isn't going to change. And if anything, it's going to go up. Nothing's changed just because the share price has gone down.
Now, I remember that you initially valued it at around about $1.75 initially.
And which is roughly where we've bought the stock.
Yeah, sure. Okay, not a problem.
The stock's now $2.01, so the question is...
But it went up. It was a lot higher than that.
Yeah, that's right. But I think Mike is now just asking the question here as to whether fair value is given any updates at their...
There hasn't been enough time to pass. For intrinsic value to rise, what has to happen is profits need to be retained, capital needs to increase, and return on equity needs to be maintained. So we just need a bit more time to pass for more profits to be retained. But I think the value today is a little bit higher than the value was, you know, a month or two ago.
There you go. Mike in Melbourne, Veda. That is the stock, a debt collecting type company, and also credit reporting.
That's
what I was saying. Credit reporting type company.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got more calls there. Alex in Parramatta is going to be next. And anybody else, 131-873. Welcome back to Money News. I'm with Roger Montgomery, of course, from Montgomery Asset Management. Also Scaffold, range of different things. And he comes in here every Tuesday night to talk about the stock market and shares and about the way in which you can value companies. And as we said, we'll give him a little bit of extra time tonight so we can go through a couple of your calls as well. Alex is in Parramatta. He's on the line right now. G'day, Alex. How are you doing?
G'day, guys. Love the show. Just a quick question about Flexi Group, FXL.
Yep.
Now, I'm a Forex investor, but for the first time...
Well, that sounds like an oxymoron.
But
you call it investing.
Don't get me started about that one.
No worries.
About a month ago, I decided to buy Flexi shares.
And what was your thinking there?
Well, my company deals with Flexi, and they are doing very well. And I know they are doing very well.
The company or Flexi?
The company.
Yeah, your company. The company you work for.
No. Flexi Rent.
Flexi Rent. Yep.
Flexi Group. Yeah.
Yep.
So they're projected to still do well. They've been double digit growth for the last since 2007. They are growing at a really good rate, and they're expecting again further growth this coming financial year. They're expecting to report about 15% to 20%.
Yeah, and what's happened is the share price has been absolutely slammed.
Yeah.
And I guess what you're asking is, you know, is your analysis incorrect? Is the market right or are you right? Well, as you know, what's happened is the company had a whole bunch of consultants in to talk about strategy going forward. It's probably not appropriate. Look, for the purposes of it, for everyone else's benefit, Flexi Group basically provides consumer finance. So when you walk into a Harvey Norman store or JB Hi-Fi store, you can choose to buy it up front, or you can say, well, I'm going to buy it, you know, over time.
When you buy those, you see those 12-month no interest deals, interest-free deals.
Yes, that's right.
That's a company like FlexiRent.
Correct, company, exactly. Yeah. So now the question is, can they get from their new business that they bought, ThinkSmart, can they get a product launched into JB Hi-Fi that will get the same kind of penetration that they've had and enjoyed in FlexiRent at Harvey Norman? The company has said, don't project the same sort of numbers, don't expect the same sort of penetration. So I think the company has some headwinds, and they've got to prove to the market, they've got to prove to investors that they're able to sustain the growth that they've had in the past. I think that's the interesting dilemma. That's why the share price is down. But as the caller rightly points out, the company is a higher quality company. It's just got to demonstrate that it can grow.
That's the interesting thing. And it's good, Alex. I trust that helps.
Thanks,
you
Alex.
Out. And it's interesting to note that because, again, this is the thing. People always get a bit nervous because I do note that some stock prices just in the last little while have just come
they've
off.
Tipped over. They've tipped and there's over. A lot of good reasons for that. And I'd be very, very concerned about what's going on in China. It's slowing down very, very fast.
And that is still of concern around the place, there's no doubt, because if China slows down, Australia slows down as well. Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Asset Management comes in every Tuesday night to try and help you and probably educate you as well about the stock market. You have a lovely week, won't you, Roger?
I'm looking forward to a bit of skiing.
Roger is off. He's going to New Zealand, which is good. Steve Price and Andrew Bolt are coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow night right here with you on Money News.